And let's report next on the war in Afghanistan. It's the kind of place where even the good news can sometimes be bad. NATO has been pushing to reclaim territory from the Taliban, and in the last year, NATO established firmer control of the northern part of the country. The trouble for some is that the U.S. and its allies made progress by employing local militias. American officials say they intend to triple the number of what they call local police teams in the coming years. Some residents complain these militias are not much different from the insurgents they're supposed to fight. Here's NPR's Quill Lawrence.
This hilltop police station in the northern province of Saripul would command a view of the town of Sayat if the whole valley weren't cloaked in a dense cloud that threatens snow at any moment. The approach road to the outpost is steep and thick with mud that clings to the flimsy boots and sneakers that the cops wear. A few Afghan local police, or ALP, stand shivering at the gate. They're not fully trained policemen or soldiers, but graduates of a cram course in counteracting the Taliban. And there they have an advantage, because some of them were Taliban fighters until last year.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Inside the station, Colonel Ghaffour, head of police in Sayat, is feeding logs into what appears to be the only wood stove on the hill. Ghaffour, who uses only one name, is with the National Police, but he says it's the ALP that have turned security around in Saripul. 1 year ago, it was bad here, says Ghaffour, but then we created the ALP, and they defeated the Taliban. Ghaffour says the men are from the communities, and so they can tell much better than an outsider when a Taliban infiltrator arrives, especially those who were previously with the Taliban, says Ghaffour. He invites half a dozen of the former Talibs into his office, where they eagerly crowd around the oil drum wood stove. Mir Ahmed has gray stubble covering his face. He says he's 46. Ahmed says a few years ago he was falsely accused of being with the insurgents. He fled his village and felt he had nowhere to turn but the Taliban. At the time, it was easy to join since insurgents controlled the district. But Ahmed says he saw the Taliban abusing civilians and he stopped believing their claims of holy war. As might be expected, all the men swear that they were never really committed to the Taliban cause. That may be true, but it leaves some locals wondering how committed they are to any cause. That's the question residents of another northern community are asking. At the twice-weekly market in Charbolak, Balkh province, villagers come from miles around to sell everything from winter coats to livestock. Residents say the Taliban also controlled this town 1 year ago. Now it's guarded by another auxiliary police program called the Critical Infrastructure Police, or CIP. In fact, there have been at least half a dozen different programs like this set up in the past 6 years, mostly run directly by the American military. Shop owners at the market say there are no more Taliban in the town, but the CIP are almost as bad. They know no one will arrest them, so they rob whomever they want, says Mir Alam, who's selling wheat in one stall. He says ethnic Pashtuns, who make up the majority of the Taliban, are often singled out by these police, and they sometimes have squeezed protection money out of entire villages. Last month, complaints reached President Hamid Karzai's office, and he called for the CIP to disband. U.S. military commanders say they are in the process of vetting all the different police militias and folding them into the ALP, which will be under direct Afghan control. They also plan to triple the number of ALP. That plan is worrying to monitors like Rachel Reed, who researched the ALP for Human Rights Watch.
You've got now a series of effectively rival militias lined up against each other. They may be calm now, but when the Americans have left, the money's running out. What do those groups do then? Who are they loyal to? Do they stay calm then? Do they fight for the nation? Do they fight for their community? Do they fight for their commander? That's what Afghans are most concerned about.
That seems a fair question to ask Lal Mohammed Ornega, the commander of 300 CIP in Charbolak. Ornega lists all of the different rival Afghan factions he's carried a gun for over the years. And when the Taliban were here, he says, I fought for the Taliban. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
And here's another example of Afghan news that starts out sounding good.
A new report by the United Nations tracks a sharp rise in economic activity. The trouble is, the activity is opium production.
Indeed, opium revenue more than doubled to $1.4 billion last year. Now, a plant disease had destroyed a lot of the opium poppy crop in 2010, but thanks to the law of supply and demand, that just raised the price of the opium that remained. Prices have stayed high even as production increased again.
Efforts to get Afghan farmers to grow alternatives don't work very well as long as opium is so lucrative.